You confident you're going to get both Alex and Drew back tonight?
Yeah, reasonably confident. We'll give them the afternoon to make sure they feel as good as they did this morning, and then we'll have to make a decision.
When you look to slot a guy back in, like Drew is obviously a top six guy.
Yeah.
How does the thought process go between putting him there or leaving a line that has given you some...
Yeah, so bigger picture, smaller picture, that line's played pretty well. Bigger picture, we didn't win a couple of games with him in that. So Drew has to come in with players that can best help him access his talent. At the same time, you want to be careful about throwing him in on the number one role. So you try to find that middle ground. Give him a chance to be as good as he can be. At the same time, don't put too many minutes on him early in a game when he hasn't played in a little while.
How about the progress with Mark? How close is he?
Unless something changes over the next two practices, he's starting to look pretty darn strong, and he's very close.
And what about Adam? Is he any closer to being back on the ice?
No.
Okay. Obviously, you haven't seen New Jersey for quite some time. How has their game changed since October?
See, I don't know that it has. Like, they got off to they lost a few games, but we won in there. And I was quite a bit more excited about that win than seemingly everybody around me, because they played a good game. And they were quick, and they were on the puck, and they have an identity in how that they play and how they play. And we played a really good game to beat them. You know, we were really good that night on back to back nights. I was pleased with our game. So you're going to see we're going to have to skate here tonight. They're quick. They move the puck very efficiently. They're on you. They don't waste a lot of offense. They're not running around banging guys, but they're waiting. Not passively, they're an aggressive team, but they'll wait for you for that seam and that hole, and they make those plays.
Touched a little bit on the power play yesterday. What are you hoping to see from Nikolai and Tyler at the top when you move Dustin to that net?
Just a different way of moving the puck across the top, a different mindset of what we're doing when we get the puck, what our goal is, where we're trying to attempt to get the puck to the net.
Does the potential return of Stafford and Burmistrov change the mindset of the team, or is it just still the same?
Well, you welcome guys that are NHL players. Drew is and Mark especially a big part of our offense. Burmese, and Lowry have, on the other side of that, they have an impact on our game, so we've missed them. A couple of regular guys come back in your lineup. It usually lightens the mood a little bit, gets guys a little excited.
Do you know what the corresponding move will be, or that'll...
That hasn't been handled yet.
Okay. You had him for a couple months last year. What's been like for you to see Lee Stempniak having the kind of success he has with the Devils?
Yeah, he's really felt with Lee, like tops of the circles in. He got it on his stick. He had a real good release and nice touch. He's getting an opportunity to play with really good players on that top line, and I'm happy for him.
Hey, Paul, you're in such a brutal division. When you look at this stretch of games, 9-10 here at a good building for you guys, how do you characterize this stretch for your team?
Going back?
Like the 9-10 at home here.
Well, we certainly haven't had the success we wanted. We didn't like our games coming off the road, Buffalo and San Jose. We weren't at our best. We weren't bad. We just weren't at our best. Won a big game against Nashville, went on the road. Won a big game in many, and then come back home. You want to keep that going. We have missed the people that are out, but we've played hard and played well, and I don't know that we weren't the better team in the two games that we played, but it's close enough that you're not getting that advantage, and you're not finishing on some chances that you get. We're not blowing the doors off those teams. That's not what I'm saying. Those were good, hard, well-played games. Our discipline's been pretty darn good. We've been trying to stay out of the box and been successful at doing that, so we feel like we're right there. We've had good efforts from guys that are either new to the league or call-ups, but back to the original starting point of your statement, in the brutal division, there's no respite and there's no moral victories here.